You know, there's a verse that I just, while, during praise and worship, I was just thinking about this verse, and it's in Ephesians 3. I won't give you the exact verse because I don't want to take up more time, but in Ephesians 3, he just talks about, like, he prays for the people, and he just prays that God would strengthen their heart. But if you actually read the whole context, again, I'm not going to, like, go to it and get, like, real into it, but in Ephesians 3, the point of everything he's praying for the people, for the Ephesians, he's praying that God would basically speak to them, that God would give them revelation, that God would make them know. But the way that he terms it is that God would strengthen your heart so that you may know. But what he's praying for is knowledge for the people. And, you know, there's a really cool thing. Miss Lindsay was praying up here. She was just basically, I've been thinking about this today too. She was just praying about how if you don't derive what's true from the things that are seen. And that's really a dangerous thing. You know, I just heard even recently somebody was watching a teaching and I muted it when he started talking about this because he was talking about the different ways that God speaks to you. And he was talking about, basically contrary to what Miss Lindsay was just praying, he was talking about the different ways that God speaks to you. He's like, you know, there's prophecy, there's words of knowledge, there's spectacular things, but we can't miss the small ways that God speaks to us. But you know what, though? But what he said was, but God primarily speaks to us by his word. That's the primary way God speaks to us. But you know what's really dangerous about that? Is you never know how God's going to speak to you with a kind of mentality like that. And what you actually end up doing is you end up thinking that there are many ways that God speaks to you. But this is just real, real clear, and I'll just say this very quick. I really don't want to take any more time for service. It's not the main way. It's the only way that God speaks to you. You'll find in Ephesians 3. It says, through his spirit in the inner man. Through his spirit in the inner man. That phrase is in there. If you extract that phrase out of Ephesians 3, it says, through his spirit or by his spirit in the inner man. The inner man is talking about your mind. This is the only way that God speaks to you. Jesus is our truth. Miss Lindsay was just saying about, I'm basically just paraphrasing what Miss Lindsay just prayed. Jesus is our truth. Jesus is inside of us, and he speaks directly into your mind. That is the only way that God communicates to you. If someone hears an audible voice, for instance, that is not the way that God communicates to them, though. That is anything external. This is a real easy way to just put it right down the middle. Everything in our mind should always be black and white. There shouldn't be big gray areas like maybe God will speak to me this way, but primarily he speaks to me this way. God speaks to us through creation, but sometimes he speaks to us by whatever. There's only one way God speaks to you, and it's through his spirit inside of you directly to your inner man. If you read Ephesians 3, you'll find that that's how the Holy Spirit, that's how what Paul was praying for. When he prayed that these people would know, he wanted knowledge for these people. He wanted, just like we want knowledge for our inner man, same as Miss Lindsay was saying, she was saying truth, and that we want truth, right? We want to know the truth because we don't want to just know things. We want to know the truth. And the only way that God communicates truth to us is by his spirit inside of us in your inner man. And God will teach you scripture. God, because obviously that is the testimony of Jesus. He will teach you scripture, but the only way God speaks to you is by his spirit in your inner man. I said it to the teens a while ago, and it just kind of, it maybe makes a visual for us that Jesus' voice never has to leave your body. He's right here, and he goes straight here. He goes from here to here. And obviously I'm saying here like he's just in your belly area, but you understand what I'm saying. He goes from inside your body straight to your mind. One more verse is that 2 Corinthians chapter 4 says that God shines the light of his gospel into our hearts. And that is where God is communicating. And here's just a way to cut it down the middle. Anything else external to you can only ever serve, and I said this a while ago, but it can only at best ever serve as confirmation to the truth that the Holy Spirit inside of you has already spoken to you or will speak to you. Anything external, anything outside of your mortal body can only at best serve as a confirmation and at worst can be a detriment to your faith. This is why if God was going to speak to us from outside of us, why would Paul say we as believers do not look at the things that are seen, physical things? If God wanted to communicate to you from something external to you, Paul wouldn't have said our mind does not pay heed to the things that we can see. That doesn't make any sense. We say sometimes God speaks to people through creation, and right now I'm not going to get into all unbelievers and everything. I'm talking about believers right now. I can't get into all the rest of the stuff, but to a believer, you have his spirit inside of you. Even right now, as I'm talking, This should not serve as a means to instruct you and something you base your believing around. Even the things I'm saying should only pass through the judgment of the Holy Spirit on the inside of you. And you, if you take something that's said today or any day, it's because it passes the test of the Holy Spirit in you, and the Holy Spirit has witnessed from in you to your inner man, this is the truth, and therefore you accept it. But not because you discern it, something external, and say, God is speaking to me. God can be speaking through a person, but God's method of communication to any of his church is never outside of them. It's through his Spirit in them to their inner man. And I'm not discounting that many times God can use something external to confirm something to you, but it will never, he will never use it for you to base your believing on it. Honestly, if you want to have a sound mind, what you do is you turn your heart away from everything that's seen. Even when a confirmation is given that is godly, you don't put your eyes on it to base your believing on it. You say, Father, you witness to me, and you learn from Jesus right on the inside of you. That is the best and the only way to learn from God, is by his Spirit in the inner man. He'll shine his light straight to your mind, and that's the awesome thing about God's voice. He doesn't speak like a man into your ears. He speaks right into your mind and gives you understanding. So that's the way to discern. Is God speaking to me right now? Well, is it coming from on the inside of you, testifying things to you concerning Jesus? If it's external, it's at best, like I said, only a confirmation. Could be the Lord, but at best, only confirmation. You're better off always just understanding things like this ahead of time, and then you don't have to get into a mess later on, you know? You just know how God speaks to you and what he speaks to you, and from where he's speaking to you. So that's good. All right, you know what? Let's just pray real quick for offering, and then we'll keep going. Father, we just come to you right now. We thank you so much for your word, Lord, when your word is on the inside of us. So we thank you, Father, for your word with a capital W. Thank you for Jesus, who his Spirit on the inside of us. And Father, we can sense a lot of things, Lord, throughout our day. Many things, Lord, that we even feel throughout our day are our senses, Lord, things that we're picking up, Lord, from external things. Maybe the day went a certain way. Maybe there's people surrounding us, Lord, that are not thinking right. Maybe there could be a million and one reasons why external things, Lord, we sense something is weird or something like that. But Father, this is why we don't take our truth from external things. We have to take your truth from inside of us, Jesus. Father, we listen to your voice, and you're able to speak to us, Lord. If we just acknowledge you, I thank you, Father, you are able to speak to us from your Holy Spirit. Teach us the things of Christ. Teach us who we are, Lord. And Father, I pray that we would take that. Father, I pray that we would never look at something on the outside and say, oh, maybe that's a sign. Maybe God's trying to speak to me. Father, we will live our entire lives as people who have the truth on the inside of us, but deceived people, Lord, if we are looking at external things, saying, maybe God's trying to tell me something. No, maybe God's not trying to tell us something. Lord, we're not even supposed to pay heed with our heart, wrap our believing around the things that are seen. We take all our believing from the things that are unseen, testified to us by the Holy Spirit. So we thank you, Father, for your Spirit. He's able to keep us straightforward, Lord, in our heart. Not going astray, Lord. He's able to keep our hearts in straightness, Lord. And I thank you, Father, for that. Not that things are bent out of shape. Not that things are going astray in our hearts, Lord. Not that we're being deceived, but Father, if we will listen to your Holy Spirit inside of us, testifying to us things concerning Jesus, Lord, we're always going to be in a place of straightness, Lord, and not in a place of crookedness. I thank you, Father, we'll always be on the right track. So we thank you, Father, for that. Thank you, Father. You always keep us on the right track that way. Jesus, we love you and we praise you, and we thank you for everything that is given today, Father. Father, we don't give right now out of obligation. We give, Father, toward your word. And we thank you, Father, for the spreading of your word through this ministry. And we thank you and we praise you, Father. Lord, you are awesome today. We love you. We thank you for loving us. You are good, Lord. And we thank you so much for all that you've done.